This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
And this is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And Christopher is still here with me.
Yes, sir.
It's tax time.
Glad to be with you.
You didn't come very often, so Tom turned it all over to you for the next 6 weeks or so.
You're stuck with me for a while.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's great to be here.
He's out coaching Little League.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, the weather dried up. He can do that now.
Yeah. It's a nice day to be out there, and you just came in off of the green.
Don't do it often, but boy, it's nice to be out there playing golf on a nice weather day. But it's even nicer to be here because we have
an open show.
An open show.
Open shows. That means our listeners are our guests. They get to determine the direction of our conversation. They get to call in, ask any question they want, and we'll do our best to answer it for you. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question and direct the conversation for tonight. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and direct the conversation tonight because it's an open show.
That's right. And one thing we're not going to do, most other shows do, we're not going to tell you our political opinions.
You know, I did this morning.
Oh, you did?
I didn't give a political opinion.
Okay.
I only said that, you know, if you care about economics, you should only vote Republican. Not who you think is the best person, but you should just vote Republican because we're a two-party system and the party influences the national candidate. On the local level, you can bypass that to some degree. I don't know about governor.
No.
I don't know about senator or congressman
and things like that.
You get the local county stuff.
Your
local county stuff and things like that. Yeah, you know, just pick somebody good that you think's going to do a good job and, you know, conscientious and so. But when you're on that national level, especially for president, you need to stick with your party. And unless it's Adolf Hitler running, you know, where you think that they're going to try to destroy the Constitution or something, you know, you don't want to do that. Now, people say, well, Donald Trump is close to that. Well, you know, there are a lot of people who thought Barack Obama, after watching him, not just in the beginning, but after watching what he's done, he's tried to destroy the Constitution, always trying to override what Congress can and cannot do. And so, you know, you can argue that on lots of different people. But, you know.
So you were just putting forward, though, just the concept from a financial perspective.
I think I don't like Trump at all. I think, but I don't like Clinton either. You know, what's the difference between a bombastic fool and a devious individual? You know? I mean, come on.
I'm doing right in.
You know, but you stick with the party, you know, and I don't like the party of the Republicans. I think they're ridiculous, but Democrats are destructive to the economic well-being of our
country. What I don't know is how did we get to the point where the millennials think socialism is a good thing?
Because they don't understand.
Yeah.
Because they haven't experienced what
They have experienced, but they haven't realized that they've experienced capitalism. What they are and where they are is
well, they were taught by a bunch of socialists too. Seriously. Anyway, we're on
so
an
much
open
for
show.
Diving into financial show. And who do you have?
We're on an open show, and so we're going to take listeners' calls, and they get to direct the conversation tonight. But I wanted to give it Drew's view. This is very important. I talked about this with Sean this morning, and I'm going to talk about it again, maybe a couple more times until I drive this point home. If you're out there listening and you're 55 years of age or older, which, you know, is a large portion of our listening audience. So 55 years of age or older, and you have never, ever opened up a Roth IRA account, you want to immediately, in 2016, before the end of this year, convert $50 from an IRA into a Roth IRA. Or if you're eligible to contribute at least $50 to a Roth IRA. Just get the darn account set up. And the reason for that is there is a five-year rule. 5 years from the very first Roth IRA you set up is an instrumental period of time.
Right.
So if you've never set one up, and then sometime in the future, let's say 5 years from now, you want to do a Roth conversion. And there's a reason to do it. When you do that Roth conversion, you're going to have to wait 5 years if you didn't already set one up. So we do it all the time. We say to clients, let's do a Roth conversion, just $50. That's all I care about. Let's just get the account set up. There's reasons for that. And I've got callers online, so we're going to go to them, and then we'll get back and talk more about this. But,
sure.
You know, it's something to think about. Karen in Towson, how can we help you?
Hi, good evening. I heard you this morning on the air mentioning how Clinton in the 90s was not responsible for the economic boom.
Well, that's absolutely true.
And with the upcoming election, I also heard you say if you're interested in finance, vote Republican, which I always do anyway. But I was hoping for the benefit of everybody you could take just a minute and talk about why Clinton was not responsible for that economic boom.
It's very easy, Karen. It's presidents, even, you know, they give Reagan a lot of credit for all the things he did and so forth, but Reagan's economic policy would have been for naught if he didn't have a central banker helping him along the way. The central bank, the president of the central bank, like Janet Yellen or Alan Greenspan or Paul Volcker, is far more important, probably multiplied the president's power economically tenfold, and that's what you're dealing with. Now, Clinton, he had all kinds of economic forces coming together at one time. The baby boomers, the largest population, in this country ever, 70-some million baby boomers, were becoming of age into a place where they were starting to save and accumulate, and 401ks were becoming incredibly popular. Alan Greenspan was putting the Alan Greenspan put into the economy. Reagan had passed his economic policy, which takes a good 10 years to kick in.
Because people knew, businessmen knew what to expect. They knew the playing field. They knew it was less regulation.
There were tremendous less regulation.
Yep.
And when Clinton
came in
for the first 2 years, he tried to implement a lot of stupid policy. The Republicans shot him down, and the citizens of the country brought in a Republican House and Senate.
94,
and
they basically
stalemated each other. And, you know, and Clinton sat back and said, you know, hey, this is okay. I'm just going to enjoy being president. And he appointed Robert Rubin, which was one of his best moves that he ever did. And Robert Rubin said, look, the thing you want to do is just satisfy the bond market.
Yep.
And so you put that all together, and I don't know how anybody could give a guy like Bill Clinton any credit for the economic.
Right. One thing he did do, it was not his idea. Again, Reagan proffered the ideas. He, along with some people in the House, and so they passed those things. Clinton, against his, for him, he wouldn't want to do it, but he passed one of the best tax laws ever. He got the home.
Yeah, well, that happened, but you know,
that happened on his watch.
That was, but it was
he had to sign it. It wasn't his idea,
right?
But he signed the law that said that $500,000 of capital gain can be erased by a couple every 2 years.
See, Anita, she's looking at me. Karen, okay?
I can see her.
I appreciate your call.
No, one more question.
You got to hold on. Okay, I got to go to traffic because if I don't, Anita is going to.
And we'll be back with you right after that.
Punish me.
Yes.
Go ahead, Anita. Do you have a financial planner? Have you ever thought of hiring one or just need a second opinion? The satisfaction guaranteed service of the financial physical is designed with you in mind. Many listeners, just like you, come to me, Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate, looking for a firm that is fee-only and can offer comprehensive financial planning. The Financial Consulate has not grown by selling insurance, annuities, and bank products. Instead, we pride ourselves on the wealth of knowledge we can provide to you and your family. Learn more about the Financial Consulate and the services that we can provide at DrewTig.com. That's DrewTig.com. Or call to schedule a no-obligation introductory meeting at 410-823-SAVE. That's 410-823-SAVE.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. I'm going back to Karen. Karen, real quick, what did you want to say? Are you still there, Karen? No. So we're going to Frank. Frank, you're up, my man.
Hi, Drew.
How you doing, buddy?
Fine. It's come to my attention that the IRS will no longer provide copies of Publication 17, your federal income tax, for free. It's still being published, but you have to purchase it through the government publishing office.
Okay.
And I was wondering, since you're probably a member of various professional organizations, possibly the Maryland Association of CPAs and so on, is there any way that the professional organizations could make a request to the IRS that they continue to make it available for free? I think it's available on the website for free, but
yeah,
a lot of people still want a hard copy. I don't think the demand is overwhelming, and it's such an excellent publication that gives you a thumbnail review of the whole personal income tax system. I think it would be really beneficial if they change their policy.
I hear you, Frank, but, you know, they're going to the place within the next year or two. It's going to be downright impossible to file a tax return other than electronically. So they're going that direction. I doubt seriously they're going to take any input on doing more paper. Matter of fact, you know, corporate returns are 100% electronic. There's nothing on a corporate return now that can be done in paper. And I don't even know if there's a rare situation that you can get them done that way. So, you know, I don't know that there's any amount of talking we could do to get them to do that again. You're just going to have to accept electronic and print it out if you want it.
So even like a real small personal business corporation, they have to file electronically now?
I'm talking C corporation, 1120 tax return, 1120 Abbott, 1120.
1120 C's, you're saying, yeah, C corporations, 1120
right.
S's, though.
Right.
Yeah.
All 1120s are electronic now.
Well, I don't know about the 1120 S yet, but have we ever said, I don't know that we've ever been even considered doing anything other than...
Right, we do.
No, but we do submit payment for 1120S. No, you don't have to submit payments. It's a
right.
Silly statement. 1120C, you can't even submit a payment through a paper check anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. You have to do...
I mean, period. I called him. I had a client in a weird situation. He had 1120 tax
yep.
return.
Yep.
He had money he owed. He never had ever, you know...
No EFTPS system where you're doing payroll and that sort of thing.
It was just a weird, quirky situation.
And he had to do a wire.
And I called them and said, there's got to be a way to just send you a check for this money. And
yep.
they said, nope, there is absolutely no way... You have to send electronic payment. And
yeah.
so we had to figure out how to get it to them. And it wasn't too difficult. But so don't expect it, Frank. Sorry, buddy.
Okay. And the other thing was this. There are a number of books being published now on annuities. I understand there's two by a gentleman named Patrick Kelly, Tax-Free Retirement and Risk-Free Retirement.
Well, the problem I have, and I've been trying to find somebody that I like to get on the air, actually, it's Tom that has that initiative,
uh-huh.
is that a lot of these are written by people with incredible biases toward it. They're going to give you the, you know, the commercial line.
Right, but your interview shows are so excellent. I mean, you had one a couple of weeks ago on fracking and energy.
Right.
That was fantastic. So if you could find anyone who's published a recent mass-market book, not a proprietary...
I'm
going
to give the job to Chris. Chris, find me an annuity, you know, somebody that's...
And what book are you talking about, Frank? Say that again.
I believe a gentleman named Patrick Kelly has written two mass-market books called Risk-Free Retirement and Tax-Free
Just the
Retirement.
Names, the names of them will tell me that he's going to have a ridiculous
yeah.
bias and tell you why it's such a
yeah.
great deal.
Or if you just Google... You know, recent books on annuities or life insurance strategies for retirees. You'll probably come up with something.
You know,
we'll
you
find
know
somebody.
I'll bet you I can give you somebody that would be a reasonably objective person on both sides of the coin, Chris, and that's Wade Pafau, P-F-A-U, with the American College. I just thought of him because he's an American College, so he's a life insurance-leaning type of guy, but he's very fair and very honest. And he'll give the public straight scoop.
Yeah, and
all right?
Also the
or Michael Kitsis. Michael Kitsis might be a good one too. He'd probably do it with us.
Think you would?
The
company in Boston, Massachusetts publishes the For Dummies series.
Right.
And I know they have like annuities for dummies, life insurance retirement.
That would be a good one, too, if we could find that. Annuities for dummies and and see if they give us a... But, you know, Kitsie's would be a really good one because he would be able to give you all the statistics and everything about
him. Yeah, sure, because he's into the research side of it.
Yeah, and he's strictly a fee-only guy, and all he cares about, and, you know, and he's well-respected in whatever topic he grabs a hold of. I got to run, Frank. Thanks for your call. I'm going to Paul in Towson. Paul, how can we help you?
Yes, my mother recently died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. My father just passed away a month ago, too, so I understand what you're going through, my friend.
So I'm getting some annuities and retirement things from her, and I'm on, I have Medicare and Medicaid, and I don't have any money, and I was told about the First Maryland Disability Trust Fund, where it's a nonprofit organization and it's a self-directed, that I could put my money in there, and that that way it wouldn't affect my medical benefits and things of that sort. Do you know anything about that? Or?
Well, that's true. There is, you know, if you have any kind of money, you know, over $2,000, you would lose government benefits. But there's a way that you can put your money away somewhere that the government will say, okay, since you put your money here, we're going to still give you something to help you, you know, get some benefit out of it, but we're not going to negate you from government benefit anymore, because when you pass away, the government's going to get the money that you put there.
Right, that's what they said.
What I would do is there's a law firm, Jason Frank, Frank and Frank, in Lutherville, in Lutherville. And if you've got a few hundred dollars that you could spend at least, you could talk to them and they would guide you. If you don't, then how old are you, Paul?
I'll be 70 in November.
Okay, so then if you're, if you also, you could go to the Department of Aging for your county. Are you in Baltimore County?
Yes, sir.
And go to the Department of Aging for Baltimore County, and they would also be able to help you out. But, you know, the law firm would be your best bet if you could afford a few hundred dollars to get them to help you get approved and not lose any of your benefits and get the maximum advantage of what your mother left you without losing your government assistance.
Okay.
So it's Frank and Frank in Lutherville.
Frank and Frank.
And the attorney there is Jason Frank. There's one of his attorneys there, Mary O'Byrne. Mary O apostrophe B Y R N E, and she would, I'm sure, would be able to help you and make sure that you get the max you can from it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. You take care.
All right. Bye.
So you know that's a difficult issue. You know where you've inherited some money, but it wasn't planned out, and you could potentially lose all your government benefits. But what he's talking about is a first, you know, a first party settled special needs trust. So he's basically giving his money back to the state. They're still going to give him some access to some of the money, but as long as that money, when he passes, goes to the government, they'll reinstate him to all of his benefits. So it's very interesting. And we're going to Anita, who's going to take us to traffic. And when we go to traffic, then we're going to come back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, I mean, when I...
We're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And what's the matter? Anita. We're thinking. Yes, and is that music you're playing?
70s music. Name that.
Name that tune? It's obnoxious.
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
Boom.
Steely Dan. What's the song, though?
Reeling in the Years.
Reeling in the Years.
She pointed at me. I think that she says boom.
Yeah, you got it, too. There you go. Put that, in, you know, in a quarter, you might be able to get a cup of coffee.
Possibly. I know all kinds of useless information.
Anyway, we're here with Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're on an open show, so our listeners get to be the... What do they get to be? They get to be the guest.
They get to be the guest, Drew.
And they get to be the, determine the direction of the conversation
they get
by
to keep Drew online here.
Asking their questions.
410-922-6680. Get back to the Drew's View. I have to give out the phone number again.
410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question. Lead the direction of the conversation for the second half of the show. 410-922-6680. So, we were talking earlier in the show, Drew's View, that anyone listening to this show that is 55 years of age and older and willing to admit it, so that's
hey,
me and you.
We're leading out here.
That's right.
We're leading out here.
It's you and me.
We can get a discount at IHOP.
And never, ever have opened up a Roth IRA. They have no Roth IRAs. They look at all their investment statements and they say, gee, I don't have a Roth IRA. Even if they have a Roth 401k,
that's right.
That is not what I said. I said you have a Roth IRA.
Doesn't start
and
the clock.
And if you do not have a Roth IRA, you have not begun the five-year clock. So, what you do is you convert $50 for you and your spouse, if you're married, into a Roth IRA. You just convert it.
People say, Drew, $50.
$50.
It doesn't do anything.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
It starts the five-year clock ticking. Now, some people will say, well, shouldn't I just do more? Well, I don't know.
But yeah, but if it's the amount that's causing you not to do it, then just do $50, right? I agree.
Yeah. You know, you don't want to do more unless you know that it's a good tax strategy.
Because you're going to pay taxes on it, sure.
I'm not caring about the tax strategy. I just want to get the five-year clock rolling. $50. Get it open now.
So tell them about,
period.
So why does the five-year rule matter?
Because let's say you pass away. And you just started a Roth for the first time, and you hadn't been past the five-year rule, your children will actually have to wait 5 years to be able to get the interest, dividends, and gains out of that Roth IRA tax-free. So let's say you do
There's still, although we talk about it a lot, you do, is that there's still an incredible amount of people that really don't understand what the power of Roths.
Yeah, well, you know, probably that's a good point, Chris, is that maybe we ought to explain what a Roth IRA is.
Yeah.
Because I'll bet you a lot of people don't even know, what the heck are they talking about? What is a Roth IRA? You know, so, okay, here's a 101 Roth IRA lesson, all right? So, again, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in. We can do this Roth stuff later if you want to talk about a different concept. But a Roth is the reciprocal. That's a fancy word.
Hey, you're going.
It's a reciprocal.
Working the math in there.
It's the reciprocal of a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k or a traditional 403b. So, what does that mean? So, I put $5,000 into a traditional IRA, a traditional 401k, or a traditional 403b, and I make $50,000. Okay? I put $5,000 in one of those three types of accounts, and I tell the IRS at the end of the year that I only made $45,000. I get to actually tell them that I only made $45,000.
As long as you don't live in PA, right?
Well, PA, that's a different story. I'm talking on the national level. Forget PA and Maryland and so forth.
Yeah,
so on the national level, I tell them I got $45,000 of income that year. And when my $5,000 grows to $10,000, and in the year that I withdraw that $10,000 from that traditional IRA, 401k, or 403b, and I make $50,000, that year I have to tell them I made $60,000. I have to add whatever comes out of that account because I took it off my taxes in the year I put it in there. Whatever comes out in the future, I have to add it to my income. So reciprocal, flip it. I put $5,000 in the Roth IRA or Roth 401k, and I make $50,000. I get no tax deduction. It has no impact on my income in the year that I put it in there.
Sure.
All of a sudden, it grows to $10,000. I make $50,000 and I take the whole thing out. Voila! I get the whole $10,000, the extra $5,000 of profit in that Roth IRA, completely tax-free.
Your contributions are always distributed tax-free, and the earnings and interest are as long as you're 59 and a half and
have been
here for how many years?
You had to have at least a Roth IRA yep. open for at least 5 years.
Yep.
Now, let's say I opened up my first Roth with $50 in 1998, the first year they were available, and then it grows, in 2015, I put a $100,000 conversion in there into a stock that triples in value to $300,000 in 2016. I get the whole thing, 100% tax-free, because I had opened up a Roth over almost 20 years ago in 1998, even though it was only with $50.
$50, right.
And I really didn't put any real money in the account until 17 years later.
Right.
And it triples in value in 1 year. I get it all 100% tax-free. But if I didn't do that Roth in 1998 and I put the $100,000 in and it triples in value and I want it all back the next year, I have to pay taxes on the $200,000 profit, because even if I'm 85 years of age, because I only had it in 1 year, you have to have at least a Roth in existence for 5 years. It's not every deposit. It's not every Roth account you set up. It's just a Roth account has to have been established for at least 5 years. So get $50 in if you're 55 or older. And why 55? Because it's 5 years
should be or
59 and a half, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody's 50, so what? If the five-year-old passes, it doesn't help you any. You still have to get past 59 and a half, but 55 makes a difference. We're going to Joe in Baltimore. Joe, how can we help you?
Hey, I've got a buddy who is trying to convince me to open a permanent life insurance plan because he is saying that it really...
How old are you, Joe?
I am 26.
And do you have a family?
I do.
You do? Okay. And... do you have a 401k plan?
I do.
Are you contributing the maximum to it?
I am.
Okay. And
I'm trying to.
You're trying to. Okay. Is your wife in a 401k or 403b?
She's not, no.
So she's not in the income-producing workforce?
Correct. My wife's a homemaker.
Okay, that's fine. And do you have term insurance for a good $1 million or $2 million that if, God forbid, something happens to you, my friend, that she and the children would be well taken care of?
Yes, yeah, so exactly. That I do have term insurance, and it's obviously you need the term, as a protection, but then as an add-on, my buddy was saying, you really should be looking at a permanent plan, which can supplement term or serve as just an
investment alternative.
Correct. But I was really trying to get into the numbers, and, you know, they pitch it and spin it in a great way, but when you look at the real details, I really started to question it.
Well, you should, because there's probably a lot going on here that you should be questioning. So would you say your income is well over $100,000, well over $200,000?
No, I'd say in that range.
Between 100 and 200. Do you fund your Roth IRAs to the fullest if you're under 185,000?
No.
Well, then you should be doing your Roth IRA and forget the life insurance concept. Does he happen to be a life insurance agent?
How'd you know?
Well, you know, there's a bit of an economic bias there. So, you know, I'd fund my Roth IRA. I would not be wasting my money on permanent insurance. If you were making $300,000 or $400,000, and you wanted an alternative tax, and you're fairly confident that your income was going to continue at that level, there are some tax strategies with life insurance policies that I would have probably said worth considering. But not with what you just told me. Fund your Roth IRAs. Tell them, great idea. Sorry, I'm not going to do it. Just make sure you have at least $1 million or $2 million of term insurance. Sure. Guaranteed out to at least 20 years, protect your family, okay?
Gotcha. Appreciate it, guys.
Take care, buddy. Right. Take care, buddy. We got to run to traffic. We're going to be right back. Money, riches, and wealth. Do you have a financial planner? Have you ever thought of hiring one? Or just need a second opinion? The satisfaction guaranteed service of the financial physical is designed with you in mind. Many listeners, just like you, come to me, Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate, looking for a firm that is fee-only and can offer comprehensive financial planning. the financial consulate, has not grown by selling insurance, annuities, and bank products. Instead, we pride ourselves on the wealth of knowledge we can provide to you and your family. Learn more about the financial consulate and the services that we can provide at DrewTigg.com. That's DrewTigg.com. Or call to schedule a no-obligation introductory meeting at 410-823-SAVE. That's 410-823-SAVE.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're in our last 9 minutes of the show, open show, 410-922-6680. If you want to direct the conversation tonight, and
we have time for several more calls.
Yeah, but, you know, I just wanted to address something. Somebody called in and said that one caller was talking about an ABLE account. And no, that's not what he was talking about. He was talking about the pooled special needs trust state of Maryland offers. It's a unique thing that somebody who's getting governmental benefits and wants to turn the money over to a state-sponsored pool that he would still have some access to for luxury needs, let's put it that way, as simplistically as I can explain it, and not lose his government benefits. That's what this is, what he was talking about is designed for. Now, the ABLE account's a brand new thing, just came into existence a couple of years ago, and actually it's just been within the last few months that somebody has even given directions as to how ABLE accounts are even set up. Sure. And that's basically a savings account for a handicapped person where they can put $100,000 up to $100,000 into this. And it's kind of like a 529 for colleges. It's like that for somebody with special needs and not lose government benefit. Now, you could argue that, well, which is better, the pooled Maryland Special Needs Trust or an ABLE account? And the answer is it depends. It depends, you know, it depends on whose money is it and what are you trying to accomplish and, you know, all these kind of different things. So.
Achieving a better life experience, ABLE accounts.
That's right. That's an Obama thing, you know. And, you know, to be honest with you, no parent should put money into an ABLE account, in my opinion, unless they intend for the state to have the money at the end, because the ABLE account does end up going to the state at the end.
Okay.
So you really want it to be money that goes, that is literally the special needs person, that they would put it in there, and you would be able to get it out of their name so it doesn't negate them from government benefits either while you're alive or when you pass away. But it's not your money that you would put in there unless you just don't have that much money, and then maybe an ABLE account works. That's why I say it depends. There's a lot of this or that types of things you have to think about before you make a final decision. Anyway, we're on an open show, and we have, about 4 or 5 minutes, right? We have about five minutes. So let's continue this Roth conversation. We were doing Roth 101, so we explained what it was. It's a reciprocal of a traditional IRA, traditional 401k, traditional 403b.
Yep.
But there's this key that, you know, with the traditional IRAs, 401ks, all you have to do is be over 59 and a half, and you can get your money out. So let's say I go to work for a company when I'm 70 years old, or I'm working on a job when I'm 70. I've never set up an IRA ever in my life, traditional IRA, and I put $5,000 into a traditional IRA. I'm not going to turn, just so that there's somebody doesn't try to correct me on this. I'm not in that year that I turn 70 going to be 70 and a half, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't do a traditional IRA when you turn 70 and a half. But in that year, I'm not going to be. At the end of the year, I'm still only going to be 70 and a quarter, let's call it. So I could do my IRA, and I could take it out the next year. So I get my deduction that year, and the next year I have to pay taxes on it. And the end of the story. I mean, it's just, there is no five-year rule with a traditional IRA, 401k, or 403b. It's all about being 59 and a half or older for the most part. Let's just call it 59 and a half or older before you can take it out without penalty.
Right.
There's exceptions, there's different rules, et cetera, et cetera. But with a Roth IRA, it requires 59 and a half and 5 years.
Right.
5 years. So even if you do your first Roth when you're 80 years old, something happens that you're going to have, you have monster medical deductions. We see this all the time, Chris. Monster medical deductions.
Sure.
Client has a $100,000 IRA. They're going to have a negative $50,000 of income because they have monster medical deductions that year.
Right.
And we do a conversion. Boom. Tax-free. Bam. We got it all in.
Yep.
$50,000. Bam, tax-free money over to the Roth IRA, and then all of a sudden they die a year later, but it was the very first time they ever set up a Roth. Boom, the children have to wait another 4 years until they can get that money out of that Roth tax-free, the interest, dividends, and growth tax-free.
Right.
But if grandma or mom would have done what I'm saying, a $50 conversion a few years ago, just $50, move it to a Roth. 5 years later, 10 years later, we have this monster medical deduction. We do a giant conversion.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it's tax-free. And they pass away a year later. And all of a sudden, the kids get all the money and all the growth from that point on, no matter what, 100% tax-free.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
And there's no 70.5. You got to start taking money out of this thing.
No, the only time the required minimum distribution start is when it's inherited by a non-spouse beneficiary. So if my mother passes away and leaves a Roth IRA down to us,
yeah,
then I have to begin a required minimum distribution. But when my father passed and left the Roth to mom, mom still doesn't have to do a required minimum, even though she's 87.
Right.
It's a beautiful country we live in.
Yeah. Sometimes. I mean, for tax law. So for this, it just continues to grow and accumulate. You don't have to take it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're 55 years of age or older, we're going to sound like a broken record soon, right? So we are. Broken record.
We see it every time we see people. Well, I should say, we see this every week when we're meeting with people, is that most people are undereducated about Roths.
Yeah. Well, you know, Chris, here's the thing that really frustrates me. You got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that are preparing tax returns for people.
Right.
And their only objective is to get that tax return prepared. Period.
By April
15th. End of the story.
Right.
By April 15th. And, you know, I can't tell you how many of your individual tax returns or your parents' individual tax returns were in a situation where they had monster tax deductions happening during the course of the year, and nobody said to them, hey, you're going to have a $50,000 or $100,000 medical bill deduction, do a monster Roth conversion, and eat that IRA up.
Take that, yeah.
Take advantage of it.
Remove the taxable piece of a distribution from an IRA.
Absolutely. And you know where this really comes into play a lot? For people who can afford to go into a retirement community, it's life care, where they're putting in a big lump sum deposit. That lump sum deposit in a life care community can be 30-40% medical expense deduction. I've done some monster Roth conversions, 100% tax-free. We're out of time, but this is important.
It is.
Important stuff. You're missing these important issues. Anyway.
Be emphatic, Drew.
Catch
please.
My breath.
Next time, be emphatic.
And we're going to say, this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.